Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Danny, tonight's the night for Game 4. Oklahoma City Thunder trying to get even with the Indiana Pacers. Indiana up 2-1, still the pretty substantial underdogs in this series, oddly. As far as tonight goes, last check, the Thunder were 6-point favorites. Remember, they were 11-point favorites at home after a loss in Game 2, which they won. 6-point favorites tonight on the road after a loss to the Pacers.
And you can see what the Pacers are doing. Rick Carlisle's really good at this. That's the whole basketball coaching thing. They are trying to do what teams did to Luka Doncic and company with the Dallas Mavericks all the way through. You can see it in the finals last year. They're trying to make Shai Gilgeous-Alexander play defense. Whoever's got the ball tends to be the guy. So sometimes that doesn't mean Tyrese Halliburton. Now, they also designed more looks for Halliburton to get going in the offense and the like. Mathurin was so instrumental off the bench with 27. I believe a team high 27 in game number 3. Maybe not something you count on, but they're trying to make Gilgeous-Alexander worn out so that some of those fourth quarter plays, those hard shots that he's got to work for, those end of shot clock buckets or the one-on-one times come up a little bit short. You saw that effective in 2 of the 3 games in this series. Indiana has a good plan. The counter is TBD, right? What does Oklahoma City do? They responded incredibly well in game 2, start to finish with a better team. I expect something similar tonight. You know, Indiana's going to be frisky. They're not going anywhere. But I think the Thunder win this one to extend this series.
So my observation from game 3 was that it felt like the Thunder struggled down the stretch to finish that game. It was right there for them. They led going into the fourth quarter. It was tight. Then the Pacers went on their run. And I thought Oklahoma City had a bunch of chances, if they executed, to just get back over the hump. And they couldn't.
Yep.
And when you look at the numbers, it's actually kind of telling that they didn't play a lot of close basketball games this year.
Yep.
They might not be that good in that situation. The Pacers are way better equipped. How many times has Tyrese Halliburton hit the big shot? How many times has that team come back from the late deficit in a minute or two to go that they shouldn't have this postseason? They played those games all year long. If you look at the Thunder, we've talked about their average scoring margin of 12.9, mm-hmm. which was NBA historical, one of the best we've ever seen at any level. 60 victories by 10 or more points for them this year. I'm going to say that again. They won 60 games by double-digit points this season. So when you look at actual games that are close late, so within 5 points in the final 5 minutes of the game, they were 16-8 this year, which is not problematic, a 2-1 ratio wins to loss. But nobody played that few a number of games in that sequence. Only 24 games where the game was decided in the final 5 minutes within 5 points. They just don't have the experience. So if they get into that situation again, Danny, when it's coming down the stretch, they're going to have to play a lot better. The Pacers on the other side, you look at comebacks and late game situations, 9-1 in the playoffs in the clutch, 24-14 during the season. The clutch, of course, final 5 minutes, 5 points or less. They've won 90% of their games in these playoffs.
Yeah.
So that is one area where if it's a couple of point game with 2 minutes to go, the Pacers might actually have an advantage.
Yeah, and this is their MO. They are going to wear you down. They come at you in waves. They use the entirety of the bench, guys like Obi Toppin and Mathurin, who we mentioned, and Shepard. And T.J. McConnell was great in the fourth quarter the other night. That's the game plan. That's what they're doing. So you know, you may knock them around for three quarters, but if they're within striking distance in the fourth, watch out for that formula because it's worked.
The other area to look at, I think, is bench scoring. In game one, the Pacers reserves got the better of the Thunder, 39-28. It was close, but they won the game. And then in game two, the Thunder bounced right back, and they...
Caruso was huge.
Manhandled him. Yeah, Caruso was really good, but it was 48-34 plus 14. They win that game. Game three, not surprisingly, back to the Pacers. Guess what? You look at bench scoring, 49-18. I mean, they poured it on. They dominated in that way. Oklahoma City starters in this series have outscored the Pacers starters by 24 points, 246-222. The bench, the Pacers up 112-94 plus 18 is why they have a 2-1 series lead. So if you're a Thunder fan and you're wondering, how am I down 2-1? What is happening here? There's a 31-point scoring edge in game three from a bench standpoint. Nembhard, Nesmith, foul trouble, Miles Turner, he's had the cold or the flu or whatever that was. So what did that mean? It meant Benedict Mathurin's got to step up. 27 points in 22 minutes. TJ McConnell, double-digit points, 5 assists, 5 steals, 15 minutes. I don't think that's going to happen every game, but you can't let it happen. That's how you lose, when those guys play above their head a little bit. The NBA Finals tonight, Game 4, Thunder, 6-point favorites.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.